Now that brings us to the fifth chapter, and the subject here is the church will be a bride. Now I'll admit that this is really mixing metaphors. Back in chapter 4, the church is a new man, and now the church will be a bride. But the emphasis is upon will be. The church is not a bride today. The church is a new man walking in the world, and though the church is a spouse to Christ, but not yet wedded. The wedding hasn't taken place. And we'll see here that this mixing of metaphors serves a very definite purpose. The church will be a bride. And John, in Revelation 21, verse 2, he says, "And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for a husband." Verse 9 there says, "And there came unto me one of the seven angels which had the seven last plagues, talked with me, saying, Come hither, I'll show thee the bride, the Lamb's wife." Now on this earth, we're to walk as a future bride. We're engaged now. That's what Paul said when he said, "I've espoused you as a chaste virgin to Christ." Now when a girl is engaged and she's preparing for a wedding, she doesn't have time for her old boyfriends. She won't be going out with Tom tonight and Dick tomorrow night and then Harry the next night. She's engaged and she has no interest in them anymore. How can we who are engaged to Christ live as the world lives? We're going to be presented to Him someday. We're going to live with Him throughout eternity. He's going to be our Lord and our Master. Now, my friend, you can't live for the world like that. Now you have in this chapter 5, the engagement of the church, verses 1 through 17. The experience of the church, verses 18 through 24. And then the expectation of the church, 25 through 33.